USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating another strong jobs report. The Labor Department reporting 4.8 million jobs were added in the month of June.
This is the largest monthly jobs gain in the history of our country. The unemployment rate fell by more than 2 percentage points, down to just about 11%. We're down to the 11% number. We started at a number very much higher than that. As you know, we broke the record last month, and we broke it again this month in an even bigger way.
AAA reports 97% of vacations will be road trips this summer. Health experts say if you need to stop and eat, order the food to go. Experts are also saying to designate one person to pump gas and then have them wash or sanitize their hands thoroughly. Reports out there say 7 of 10 hotel rooms are empty because people are driving straight through to their destinations. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says far-left politicians are pushing to fundamentally change the landscape of our democracy.
So while we have far-left mobs attacking statues of our founding fathers from coast to coast, we have far-left politicians attacking the institutions those founders left us.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says Democrats also want to end the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court with new justices, and add new states to the Senate. The value of one car company continues to rise. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tesla is now the most valuable car maker in the world, the electric car company overtaking Toyota. When its stock reached an all-time high yesterday on Wall Street, the price of the stock doubling since the year began. Elon Musk's company is now worth more than $207 billion. Toyota has a market cap of $202 billion.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 elections, a survey of religious voters shows a decline in support for President Trump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
A day after in which Seattle Police Department officers swept in to chop and remove the protest zone, a handful of supporters, business owners, and residents expressed some sense of relief, although business owner Joy Rodolfo tells Fox News he's unsure if things will ever return to normal in the district.
Let's not forget that less than a month ago, our downtown district was decimated prior to CHOP for Chaz. It was decimated by these fun-loving kids that had nothing else to do. For the business community, there's no sense of returning.
Still to be determined is where the CHOP refugees will end up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.